Slade Gorton might be thinking about the next election, but some politicians are still mired in the past. They're deep in debt after losing last November's elections. NPR's Stephen Rosenfeld reports.
When Alabama Democratic Party Chairman Joe Turnham left that post to run for Congress last year, he says he wasn't naive about how much it would cost to challenge Republican incumbent Bob Riley. Turnham raised $430,000, including $50,000 he borrowed from a local bank. But Riley, a successful businessman, lent his campaign $880,000. By Election Day, the congressman had many more ads on the air and was reelected. Today, Turnham is back at his family business and is wrestling with campaign debts, including $14,000 in bills that just arrived.
That comes straight out of my family's operating budget. That comes straight out of my children's future. And, you know, I'm sitting here today, matter of fact, sitting at my desk trying to figure out, you know, how to shuffle things around and make that work.
Turnham's predicament is not unique. As individual congressional campaigns have reached the million-dollar mark in recent years, many unsuccessful candidates end up in debt. According to Federal Election Commission reports, there appear to be two categories of debtors from last year's campaign: wealthy individuals who absorbed the losses, and others, like Turnham, who will be paying for years.
You know, you look back and your political services cost you your, it's cost me 10 years and having to work longer before I can retire, and risking your financial future to serve in public life is one of the bigger risks a person can take.
On paper, at least according to FEC reports, Oklahoma Democrat Paul Barbie looks like he could afford to take that risk. Barbie, a Democratic activist who manages family mineral and ranch properties, put $570,000, his savings, into his 6th district race last year and lost to an entrenched Republican. Barbie says wanting to win drove up his campaign costs.
It's an addiction when you get into a campaign in many ways, and I'd been warned and I knew that. But just another $20,000 here would put my message out to a few more people and might persuade them. I mean, that's that kind of mentality that takes a hold.
Still, 10 other congressional campaigns ended with bigger debts than Barbie's. 6 of those campaigns were victorious, meaning these congressmen can readily approach individuals and interest groups for donations to pay off old bills, including personal loans to their campaigns. Barbie says he doesn't like to think about the money he spent, although he says he doesn't regret running. But Barbie, who personally financed most of his campaign, says the experience leads him to an unmistakable conclusion.
It says the political process depends on money, and I think that's just totally wrong. It's totally wrong, and I don't agree with the Supreme Court that money is free speech. Money keeps people from succeeding. As much as it helps a few succeed, those that don't have it don't ever have a chance to climb out.
In northwest Wisconsin, Republican Scott West tried to prove that wasn't the case. For a second time, he challenged Democratic incumbent David Obey and lost. West, a university administrator who says he earns $30,000 a year, now owes $120,000. His campaign debts include bills to consultants, printers, hotels, phone companies, and radio and television stations. West says he'll work after hours to pay off these debts. He says some creditors are more understanding than others. But as West reflects, he says there's a cost when people of modest means can't run for office.
There are so many wonderful, incredibly talented people who are ready and willing and who would represent our country very well that can't run because they can't create the kind of partnerships financially to make this happen.
Many candidates say they were recruited by their national political parties and promised financial help that never arrived. Alabama's Turnham says unless campaign reform is adopted, even fewer people will run for office.
In the absence of true campaign finance reform or public financing of campaigns, I think that you're going to see fewer and fewer average Americans try to realize a dream of serving their fellow citizens in the United States Congress.
But it looks like campaign costs and candidate debts will keep rising. Many states have pushed up their presidential primaries next year. That means many state and congressional races will start earlier, be a few months longer, and even more expensive. Stephen Rosenfeld, NPR News, San Francisco.